Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. We saw this note, the Allegheny County and City of Pittsburgh. You have the Complete Count Committee that announced the census website, BeCounted2020.org. And I thought this would be an opportunity for all of us citizens to kind of get an understanding of how this is going to work, because after 10 years, we forget.
Yeah, every 10 years, we go through this, and we're at that point in time where all citizens of this country go through the census. And the census drives an awful lot of funding that we get from the federal government, how many congressional representatives you have, state representatives, et cetera. So the census is used to basically fund and do the funding for a lot of things that we often take for granted, road paving and, you know, road construction and human services and education funding, et cetera. So we're encouraging everybody. The mayor and I have put a task force together over the last number of months, bringing a lot of groups together so that everybody will be counted, fill out the census form, and, you know, so it's our civic duty.
And that's one of the things, you bring up a great point that people might not think about, is when those numbers come out, that does change, hopefully in a positive way, what this region gets in help from the federal government, the state, and otherwise, as we continue to grow.
That's exactly right, and we certainly want to make sure we get our fair share, because other regions, in essence, we're competing with them, because if they're counting everybody and getting more of the funding, they're going to have better roads, better schools, et cetera. So we want to make sure, again, that everybody is counted. There's some competitions going on even within some of the school districts. There's some grants that are available, some small grants that have been for $2,500, different organizations that can participate. The Pittsburgh Foundation has graciously funded some of those things. So, you know, all the organizations throughout this region, from, you know, faith-based organizations to social service organizations to schools to government, private sector, the Allegheny Conference is a part of this. So everybody, our labor unions as well, everybody coming together to make sure that we get a complete count on knowing how many people live here in the region.
And you can go to becounted2020.org. That'll be a great resource if you have any questions about how this process goes. And your contribution is making sure that you accurately participate and make sure that you and everybody in your family is counted. That said, Rich, we're getting ready. We're launching a new decade here. Kind of a state of the, you know, the region. I've heard you talk about it. Things overall are very positive, correct?
Oh, much better than, you know, we go back, and you and I, you know, being in a similar generation, we can remember a number of decades ago when young people would grow up here and then leave because the opportunities were not here. When we saw our, you know, heavy industry collapse back in the 80s and 90s, it really put us in a difficult time. Pittsburgh has rebounded, there's no question, and we've got a lot of, you know, a lot of energy and a lot of vitality that's happening in a lot of our neighborhoods and throughout the region, whether it's happening at the airport, whether it's happening in the Lawrenceville areas, the Strip District. There's an energy right now and an influx of young people, and it's certainly an exciting time to be here. We see the cranes everywhere and all the construction projects that are going on and companies that are looking to hire. It's a good time, and we've got to make sure we keep that momentum going.
How are we addressing, and another report came out, that we have air issues in this region, too, that have to be dealt with. What are your plans to deal with it?
Well, we're continuing to encourage the health department and fund the health department in a good way on the air side. The good news is, and I will, you know, again, we look at the decade because we just finished starting a new decade. Over the last decade, we have actually seen an 88% reduction in our industrial fine particulate matter. We call it the PM2.5. It's a big measure of the air pollutants that are there. But an 88% reduction over the last decade, tremendous progress. In fact, if you'd had an 88% reduction in the homicide rate or in a dropout rate or in opioid addictions, you know, we'd really be celebrating and having parades. This is good news. We have more to go. We have more work to do, and they're going to continue to do that. And we know with climate change becoming more impactful, we see it with rainfall, we see it with landslides, we see it with flooding. So there's always environmental issues to be dealt with, but, you know, working together, we're going to continue to make progress.
And the most important question is, who's going to win the Super Bowl, and will Phil see his shadow in Punxsutawney Sunday?
Well, when, you know, when there's a Super Bowl and a certain team isn't participating, do those of us around here really pay attention to a lot of it? I don't know. I'm going to have to go with Kansas City, I think. I think that young quarterback looks pretty impressive, and we're hoping Phil comes through. We need him. We need him to come through. You know, six more weeks will be enough, and then on to spring. So we're probably more rooting for Phil than we are for your favorite football team.
Good point. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate the time.
All right, Larry. Good to be with you. Make sure everybody gets out there and everybody gets counted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.